seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
I am covered in goosebumps and you are crying.
How could you not? Very moving.
We have Tony Abruscato here, director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show.
Can you hand me a Kleenex, Tony, please?
I'm going to need a minute.
You're going to need it, too. Yeah, it's very emotional.
Boy, you forget how beautiful that song is.
Yep.
You really are crying.
Acting.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
All right, Tony, you did bring us a rose.
We did.
That was so nice of you, Tony. Thank you.
Y'all, you're welcome. Nice little long stem passion rose.
Mm, roses smell so good. But now, are there other ideas for Valentine's Day beyond the rose?
There is to tie back in, and we tell people, you know, flowers, of course, we're the Flower and Garden Show, so we talk about there's just not the rose, but there's other flowers that you can bring in.
But to be fair, there are people who the rose is the flower.
Your wife?
Not my wife, but I do know people who go, why would you get anything other than a rose? They're perfect. So to those people, yeah, have at it. Get some roses.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we have, there's also, you know, people always ask about the different color of the roses too, which is, so when you tie in, is it a red rose? Is it a lavender rose? And it all depends what you mean. So it's like, hey,
red means I love you, right?
Red is the deep one. Red is the love, but an orange is enthusiasm and passion. So you can do that or nothing
a woman likes more than having a guy tell him that he's enthusiastic about her.
They say,
passion.
Oh my gosh, I love you. And they say, thank you.
Yeah.
And give them a orange rose.
Well, orange, you just said, is passion. Also the fires from within.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on.
Yeah.
So if they give you the yellow
just
is
friendship and good health. So that's the one, you know, where it's not going.
You didn't do this in high school, I don't think.
Why?
But in our high school, during lunch, you could buy someone a rose.
An admirer.
Right. And white, I think, was the secret admirer.
Right.
Red was, I love you. Yellow was a friend. Pink, I don't remember. Is there something for pink?
Pink is sweetness and happiness.
I never got any of the pink ones.
We always thought pink meant I like you, red meant I love you. Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, you can, you know.
I used to like you? Is there
what
a color
I used
for that?
To like, that's the black. That's
they do have they black
have
roses.
Those?
They do, yeah. Yeah.
And not dead. They're actually black roses,
yeah,
aren't
black
they?
Black roses. So that would be the one.
Yeah.
Maybe that's for like the ex-wife or the ex-husband.
Right.
You could do that.
Sure.
But now that I'm thinking back of high school, it's like, you know, yeah, there was a girl who had a bunch of flowers, but hers were all yellow. So that's kind of lame.
It's better to have one red than a dozen yellow, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yep. Unless you're the florist.
And then volume.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to go with that.
How do you, I mean, I know it's all part of, you don't dye the flowers, right? You just hybrid them to make a black rose or what have you.
They are hybrid into those different colors. So you don't dye them. There's a new thing out and I was in Ecuador a while back and I was visiting some of the rose farms and they had these different colored, they looked like dyed roses, and I posted them on my, you know, the Flower Show Facebook page, and people were like bananas. Some people
really?
Were like,
I bet.
They were like, oh, that's, you know, oh, that's really cool. And then there were the diehards on there like, this is disgusting. Like, I can't believe you have this red, white, and, you know, blue rose or a green and yellow. And
they could
like
make
that.
The same rose, could be red, white, and blue, or you're mixing red roses, white roses.
No, they had, that was the same rose. And they were in different colored petals. So you could take, like, they had them to go with, like, college, and you could do
your school,
you know,
colors?
The school colors and all these things like that. And
that's,
it was
excellent.
Well, it's kind of fun for a themed thing, but, you know, the purest. You
he
know,
wants a red rose.
You know, it's
she wants
be
a
that,
red rose.
Yeah, it's got to be that.
What
red
about
rose.
Charlie Rose? What do you make of him? He's pretty good.
Derek Rose
is great.
Right. All right, I have a question. Speaking of the hybrids,
our roses last longer than
yes.
That's
good call. So I know this is kind of off topic, but I'm asking you because you're here. I like white cone flowers. They're like called the white swan or something. And as they come back every year, they're perennials. They're losing their white and turning purple because that's where they first came from. Why does that happen?
Sometimes it has to do, and probably some horticulturists may call and say I'm wrong, but my understanding, a lot of sometimes is the acidity in the soil changes the color of the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may look at that pH and acid mix in the soil, but
yeah,
that's what
it.
I'm pretty sure that I think it is. So that'll happen sometimes.
All right. All the different colored roses. Is there a color of the year?
So this year, you know, Pantone, when they say pink is the new black, it's Pantone that sets what the new color is. And so this year it's greenery. And so
Pantone is a company.
Pantone is a company, and it's a standard measure of color. So like the WGN blue is Pantone number, you know, 1, 2, 3. And then the red is another Pantone color. So it's what really sets the standard. So when you walk into, you know, the paint store to get a certain color, it's that Pantone color in a sense that it is, and like the brand standard. So this year it's all about greenery. So the Pantone color is actually greenery, and it's a very cool color. It's
one specific shade of green or all green?
No, it's that one specific shade of green.
What would it be akin to? If people wanted to compare it to something, what would you say it would
be? It's kind of it's a light creamy green.
Oh.
It's not quite as, it's not limey.
Like Shamrock Shakes?
More beige. Is it more beige?
No, like, it's a little brighter than that. Probably a little less than the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Look at Bill. You guys should hook up.
I base all my colors on McDonald's foods.
Listen. The last time we did our jackets, I told the person doing the jackets, I said, I need like frango mint green.
Yeah, that makes sense.
People understand.
I know that color.
Yeah.
All right.
So Pantone, which I didn't know, Incorporated is the authority on color, provider of color systems, and leading technology for accurate communication of color.
Yeah.
So they've got the market. That's the color.
That's
people.
The color. That's the color palette. So, you know, when you go into, a source, and there's a big color wheel.
Yeah.
You know, and they have all their different colors, but it really generates off of Pantone. And it really started like in the graphic design business, and you get in the brand standards, and you know, Cubby Blue is, you know, that color. It has to be that
because Pantone
pin.
Says it is.
And that's
and
what they say.
They also make shampoo
is.
And conditioner, don't they?
Right. It's wonderful. I use it every day.
Pantene.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
So if the color of the year is greenery, are we going to be seeing, like, for instance, bridal bouquets? Are they going to be covered now more in green than white?
You will. You'll see a lot. You'll see it infiltrating everything that we do. So containers, vases, you'll see even pillows and accent colors will be, and it'll kind of just work its way through. And we'll start with those floral bouquets. So you'll start putting greenery inside of those.
Yeah.
But the big thing now is, like right now, my trunk of my car is filled with like everything that's in this greenery color as I do some of these segments and talk about that. And so you'll see people just start picking that up. And that's like, for a long time, orange was really big, and you saw, and so it just slowly works its way through. And this year it happens to be green, which is terrific for the garden show.
Sure. Yeah.
We're all about green.
Couldn't be better.
And greening. And so, but you know, the cool thing is that you can get succulents. So your cactus type plants are kind of in that greenery color as well. And so for those that can't do a house plant that well, but can do very great in their yard.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because we were talking, I was sharing inside
secrets. I have fake
succulents.
There, take it.
So you've killed fake succulents. It's those succulents and things are in that greenery color. And so those are great things to do. One of my favorite things are terrariums, because I grew up In my era, terrariums were big.
They were very popular.
And coming back, Tony, you know that, right?
Oh, I'm listen, more I am of them. Single-handedly working on
are
bringing
you doing
back.
That?
I'm very, very tough into the
terrarium world.
And so, right now, I've been giving them out as gifts, and I do different things. And but that's something where you can actually make that yourself, and I think that's a great. When you're talking about Valentine's Day gift.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You do a.
Do you remember they used to make those tables? They were full, like, coffee tables, and it was a terrarium in the center, but still could serve as a table. I loved those.
Absolutely. And, and the thing is, they need so little care that they'll last a long time.
Yeah.
And those coffee table things were great. I've been doing things where found something that's meaningful to you. So if there was... Like if you were a kid and you kept your fishbowl, you could turn that into a terrarium now, or you could find if it's not a terrarium, it could be succulents though, and take it like an old coffee mug or something that you had from a date or something and make that somewhat romantic and pull it back into and say, oh my gosh, you took that coffee mug from when we went to Disney World and turned it into a planter for Valentine's
Day. What a great idea.
My daughter Reese made one a couple of weeks ago, a little glass terrarium, and she put... When Christmas ended, we had those strings of little white lights.
Right.
They're smaller than traditional Italian lights. They're really, really small.
Rice lights
I think that's what they're called. And she kind of wrapped those around the plant so that when the room is dark, that still lights up. It's stunning. It's so beautiful.
It's wonderful. And you can do all of that. And you can even, now we've been doing them in the office where you layer in the different colored sands on the bottom. So you could kind of do that and do the succulents. I've got one. He's probably listening, so I'm going to say it. But I have we have the Eleanor Sis Daly Award for Excellence in Horticulture, and it was this beautiful glass vase with a lid. And so I had the prototype in my office, which we just turned into a terrarium not too long ago. But it's a great way to do it. And again, if you can go to your local store and buy one. You know, Mariano's is our partner. You can go to a Mariano store and buy one. You can go to a flower shop to buy them. But you know, you can make one. You can buy all the plants and kind of make it yourself, which is, you know, really kind of cool.
It is nice.
Will you show people how to do that at the Chicago Flower Show?
Well, yes, we will.
That's nice of you, Tony.
We have our classes. We have 120 different classes at the show. And so we'll be doing terrariums, and we have our potting parties, which are container gardening classes. So we'll
teach
people
how to
do that.
Is that like the ones you used to go to, Wendy?
No, that's a different pot.
That's right. We're grow your own parties that you know one of these days
pretty soon
yeah,
I bet you
it's coming. And then
container or in the yard, that'll be the big question.
And it's all about hydroponics.
Yes.
And so but we'll have the container gardening classes, and then we're doing STEM studios where 3-4 times a day we'll be doing demos on how to create your own floral bouquet.
And
so teaching
I gotta
people
go
the inside
one of these
secrets.
Years All right, where is it? Because I don't have that information. Where is the Chicago Flower and Garden Show? I know it's happening February 6th.
Nope, today's February 6th. March 18th. It's happening March 18th through the 26th at Navy Pier.
Mm-hmm.
We're 170 years old this year.
You look great. I don't know what you're doing, Tony.
Year
three.
But
you look
fantastic. Come in until later. Right. You know, so but we're at Navy Pier. The nice thing, everything is Chicago Flower. So our website, chicagoflower.com, and our Facebook, Instagram, all of those things. So we'll be having all of these flowers and the succulents and small space design that people can come in and learn all about.
Some more ideas coming your way. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We've got Tony Abruscato in the studio, director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, which is happening the weekend of March 18th.
Through the 26th, nine days long.
Okay.
God. At Navy Pier.
All right, thanks. Thanks for telling me.
I'm here for you.
Okay. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. Was this your selection?
This is Seal. No, this was Kevin's, but you know, I can't say no to Seal.
It's Bill and Wendy and Tony Abruscato, director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, which is happening March 18th through the 26th at Navy Pier. Everything, flowers, plants, anything you want, you can go to chicagoflower.com to find more information. Is that where you get your tickets to?
That's where you can get your tickets for the show, which makes a great gift as well.
Tony's been kind enough. Before the segment is over, somebody listening will win a pair of tickets to the Home and Garden Show. So keep listening for that.
All right. We teased the fact that there are other flowers and plants and Valentine's Day ideas other than a rose. So give us some ideas.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things people always ask me about growing plants, and they say, what should I grow? And I always tell people, grow what you like. What kind of flowers do you like? So, you know, try to be in tune to what your partner, wife, husband, spouse, whatever they like. So it might be hydrangeas or tulips, or it might be what's their favorite color, and then find a plant that flies into that. My ex loved tropicals.
Oh.
And so it was always a bird of paradise.
Yeah.
And so I would always get bird of paradise.
And those grow here, but inside, right?
Well, they were cut. They were cut. But you could get a plant. They're a little bit more difficult to find, but it was a great way. And it's kind of whatever you do, you know, don't have to overstate the obvious, but whatever you do, try to tune into what it is that your significant other likes.
Yeah.
And so you may like roses, but maybe they hate roses, you know, and I have a friend of mine that we were joking about the color of roses earlier, but I have a friend of mine and that does not like yellow roses at all, maybe because she found out that they meant friendship. but it's one of those things. I have a note in my contacts that says does not like yellow flowers. So if I'm ever going to send her flowers, it's never
Don't do yellow flowers.
Don't do yellow.
Grow what you like, Wendy.
All right. Well, I love hibiscus.
I grow Chinese food.
How's that going for you?
It takes forever, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it's terrible.
You
it's
mentioned
awful.
Bird of paradise. I love a hibiscus. I have a hibiscus tattoo. I really love hibiscus. Is that a plant that I can grow in my house?
Absolutely. Hibiscus you can do. And some of those you can do the hibiscus outside. They tend to be a little bit touchier. Some people take them back inside during winter, or what I've done, I've got a house in Michigan, I end up covering them up and kind of protecting them because they don't like too much of the cold, right, depending on the one you get. But absolutely, those are things that you can grow. And especially if you have a patio or a balcony. And that's one of the things we talk about at the show. Look, you don't have to have this big yard. If you have a balcony or you have a patio, you can come in and do we were joking about the potting parties or container gardening classes.
Yeah.
But we'll teach you how to do these plants in these containers. And then,
sometimes that's all you have room for.
In the city, I have a 5-foot by 12-foot balcony. I mean, that's it. I've got 3 containers out there, and that's as good as it gets. But I make the best of it. I've got herbs in there and veggies as well as the blooming flowers. And again, I grow what I like.
Do you get jealous? Every house has a neighborhood where it's like a showplace for flowers and plants, just all around the house. You've seen that.
Oh yeah,
you get jealous when you see that.
Oh yeah, I have plant envy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
it's beautiful to see.
I do too, but I actually have rung people's doorbells and asked what kind of plant that is, and everybody, I know I'm like that. If somebody asks me, I like to share my knowledge of it, and it's
absolutely.
Like. A lot of times you don't know, you can name the name of a plant, and if I don't know what it looks like, it doesn't really help me. But if you go, I like that one. So you will identify plants at the Chicago Flower Show as well?
We will, and we actually are creating an app.
Yes.
So that you can come in. We talked about Grow It the last time I was here. And Grow It is making a specific tour app of the Flower and Garden Show. So when you come in, you can press on Garden 1 or Garden 2 or all of them. We have 24 gardens. And you can press on it. It'll tell you about the garden itself and who built it and what it's all about. But then the next page will take you to all the plants that are in that garden.
Yeah.
And then you can click on a specific plant and it'll tell you about all the care instructions and what it's about. And we're the only show in the world that has that app.
That's
right,
impressive.
Now. So we're very excited about that. Yeah.
What if you have somebody who is a gardener? Doesn't your wife like to plant
she
stuff
does enjoy
outside?
It. Yeah.
So for a Valentine's Day gift, instead of getting maybe a dozen roses, what about some seeds of some plants she might want to plant in the springtime?
Absolutely. Seeds are a great way, and now's a good time to start them. A lot of them starting in February and March is a great time to start plants for the yard. It's also a less expensive way to beautify your yard.
Mm-hmm.
We even have one of our partners at the Flower and Garden Show, funnest two women in the world, and Carrie and Carol with the Seed Keeper Company. And they actually have a whole kit that you can buy. That's how you can keep your seeds and organized and getting you started. So there's another thing that you can do. So getting in a seed keeper packet and coming in together is an awesome way to
do
it.
That sounds like a great gift.
Yeah, it's fun.
Tony, you're kind enough. You have a pair of tickets to give away to the Home and Garden Show. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
11.
11. If you're caller 11 right now at 312-981-7200, you and a friend or a relative or somebody that you don't get along with but you're hoping will become closer by seeing the Home and Garden Show, we'll get to go see it together. Be caller 11, 312-981-7200.
And if you'd like tickets, if you don't win them from us, you can go to chicagoflower.com. Can you also find out information about a legacy tree or memorial tree? We're kind of out of time, but I wanted to have you touch on this kind of quickly.
Absolutely. You can go to gatewaygreen.org, and Chicago Gateway Green will accept donations, and you can do a donation in somebody's honor that'll help Green Chicago.
That's awesome. Tony Abruscato, director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. I'm telling you, I'm going this year. I really am.
I'm going to be looking for you.
March 18th through the 26th at Navy Pier. If you want tickets, go to chicagoflower.com. And if you go shopping at Mariano's and get flowers.
February 11th through the 14th. If you make a rose bouquet purchase, you'll get one free ticket to the Flower and Garden Show.
How about that?
It's a nice deal. Tony, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Congrats to Mike in Rockford. I will see you at the Chicago Flower Show, Flower and Garden Show, March 18th through the 26th, Navy Pier. Go to chicagoflower.com. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you.